But in order for a theory to be regarded as satisfactory, it not only must agree with the results of experiments that have been done, but also must make predictions that are at least plausible for experiments that in principle could be done. In this respect, general relativity was for years in the same position as was the theory of weak interactions before the development of the electroweak theory in the late 1960s. General relativity works very well wherever it can be tested experimentally, but it contains internal contradictions that show that it needs modification. The value of the Planck energy confronts us with a formidable new problem. It is not that this energy is so large, it arises in physics at such a deep level that we can suppose that the Planck energy is simply the fundamental unit of energy that appears in the equations of the final theory. The mystery is, why are all the other energies so small? In particular, in the original version of the Standard Model, the masses of the electron and the W and Z particles, and all the quarks, are proportional to the one mass that appears in the equations of the model, the mass of the Higgs particle. From what we know of the masses of the W and Z particles, we can infer that the energy in a Higgs particle mass could not be greater than about a trillion volts. But this is at least 100 million times smaller than the Planck energy. This also means that there is a hierarchy of symmetries. Whatever symmetry unites the gravitational and strong nuclear forces with the electroweak forces is broken roughly 100 million times more strongly than the symmetry that unifies the weak and electromagnetic interactions. The puzzle of explaining this enormous difference in fundamental energies is therefore known in elementary particle physics today as the hierarchy problem. For over 15 years, the hierarchy problem has been the worst bone in the throat of theoretical physics. Much of the theoretical speculation of recent years has been driven by the need to solve this problem. It is not a paradox. There is no reason why some energies in the fundamental equations of physics should not be 100 million times smaller than others. But it is a mystery. That is what makes it so difficult. A paradox, like a murder in a locked room, may suggest its own solution, but a mere mystery forces us to look for clues beyond the problem itself. One approach to the hierarchy problem is based on the idea of a new sort of symmetry, known as supersymmetry, which relates particles of different spin so that they form new superfamilies. In supersymmetric theories, there are several Higgs particles, but the symmetry forbids the appearance of any Higgs particle masses in the fundamental equations of the theory. What we call the Higgs particle masses in the Standard Model